Previously on the Rugby Panel on Just Plain Drive on OFM.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Rugby Panel, back after a long break for the Easter and election holidays.
And not a moment too soon either. Jeez, I missed you guys.
So the elections are a thing of the past, gents. Did everyone put their X in the right box?
Heavens, I can't even remember when mine passed away.
No, you, he means did you all vote?
Well, yes, Joel. As a matter of fact, Corn and I voted at our regular polling booth in Waterkloof.
Well, I voted at my usual occasion in Orange Grove, and I was sent straight to the front of the queue. Brilliant! I bet that Matt Pearce doesn't get that kind of recognition.
We've all been there, and they only do that for the very old, the frail or the disabled. In your case, that's 2.5 reasons why they did that.
Yeah, well, Mensa, I couldn't be bothered. You see, I took one look at that ballot paper and white. 48 parties to choose from, and what are they thinking? It looked like a Rudolf Stroyli World Cup squad.
Well, what I want to know is where did all the support for the DA go to? Ashwin?
It went to the Freedom Front, Nas.
Well, yes, I knew that. It just sounds better coming from you.
Stop it, Nas. This isn't an election special, guys. I was just asking out of interest. Now let's move on.
Oh, no, you don't, Mallet. Are you not going to congratulate Cyril Ramaphosa for his brilliant victory and for retaining the ANC majority?
No. This is a rugby rugby show, Ashwin. So let's move on.
Well, before we do, Nick, congrats are in order for one of our production boys, Putty, on his new rugby show on DSTV, Tuesday nights on Channel 147.
Yeah, it's a Lego show. Saw it last week. It's called My Heart Club Rugby.
What?
My Heart Club Rugby.
Oh, thank goodness. For a moment, I thought you said Heart Club Rugby. I almost had a coronary. Yes, one of those.
Well, next time, just try Heart Attack.
Great. Another no-name brand gets his own TV show, and a legend like me is relegated to commentating in places like Mashadudorp doing school games. It's just not fair.
Okay, well, catching up on where we left off a few weeks ago, and still it looks like no South African team actually wants the Super Rugby trophy.
Yeah, unless I'm okay. But watch, my Stormers are bottom, but only 5 points behind the top of the Lock Sharks with a game in hand, mana. Watch them, they will still make the playoffs. The stars are aligned to the sound of music, my friends.
They're playing the Crusaders in Cape Town on Saturday, Dev.
Watch, mana, the Stormers have no chance whatsoever.
Okay, so which of our sides do you fancy, boys?
Well, and we spoke about this. The Bulls are away to the best Australian team right now. That's the Rebels. Then they've got the Brumbies, the Blues, and the Islanders all away. So they've got about as much chance of qualifying as I've got of not being completely bowled by 2020.
Transvaal back home all the way to the playoffs, baby. I'll bet my last tot of Johnny Blue that they'll make it through.
Ashwin?
Go Sharks.
And they pay you to be here.
Ah, my gerookte bra, Ashy. Every week your Sharks flatten to receive, my friend. As long as they insist on playing Robert's brown-eyed boy at fly-off, they have no chance. That O couldn't kick a banjo over a cow's backside if he tried.
Another interesting take on another famous phrase, Jeff. Personally, with the Bulls and Jaguars having a tough away schedule, I reckon our best chance is the Lions, with the Sharks and possibly the Stormers with an outside chance.
Okay, well, let's see how it all pans out. Nice to be back, boys, and we'll catch you next week. Cheers.
The Rugby Panel on Just Plain Drive on OFM.